This has been 14 months of agony for me. Agony because I have believed all along that these were allegations that I was completely innocent of. And I think in the wisdom of the court, dismissing these charges against me are the right thing to do.
Let me say, Mr. Minister, I had a chance to talk to the Justice Ministry area. They have indicated that they will be filing an appeal to the Liberian Supreme Court.
You cannot file an appeal in this process when the court has dismissed the case with prejudice. When the court dismisses a case with prejudice, that's the idea of what they call double jeopardy. The government cannot reopen this case, but the government has not been prepared to move forward simply because I believe the government does not have the evidence and has dragged its feet.
You have been quoted, Mr. Minister, as saying that clearly the fight against corruption cannot be realized when there is an apparent process of selective prosecution. What do you mean by that?
James, I was accused over 14 months ago and indicted about 13 months ago. And every term of court, I and my lawyers have asked the government to please call this case so that I can prove my innocence. And it did not happen. When you're trying to fight corruption and you accuse people, you ought to speedily take them to court so that the wheels of justice can be expeditious and give people a chance to come and have a fair trial. This did not happen.
You said you have been vindicated. What happens now?
Well, I will continue my social transformation of changing minds and attitudes in Liberia. This is a country that I love. I continue to believe in the vision of President Sirleaf in transforming Liberia. Liberia is indeed rapidly becoming a post-conflict success story, and I will continue to support that from the private sector and continue to serve the Liberian people.